Thank you very much, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to start by saying that today's forum and the opportunity to talk here is very close to my heart, not just as a professional, but mainly as a Cypriot myself. So two objectives we'd like to achieve today. First of all, I'd like to quickly recap on some of the topics around the recent recovery of the Cypriot economy. And secondly, and more importantly, I'd like to continue the discussion on how do we unlock the next wave of growth for Cyprus. On the first topic, we've already seen the key clear signs of the recovery and the rebound that has been achieved. So in terms of the real GDP, we've gone from a minus 6% in 2013 at the peak of the crisis to plus 2.8 in 2016. The fiscal budget has been in surplus already overall in 2016 and primary surplus since 14. Labor competitiveness has been restored almost back to 1999 levels. And the financial sector has shown clear signs of stabilization through private recaps and through inflows of new deposits also in the last year. Of course, there's a lot of room for improvement, mainly in the NPLs area for the financial sector, but definitely on the right track. Zooming into the GDP growth point, so Cyprus registered a minus 9% of GDP between 2008 and 2013. And most of that was due to a very large adjustment in both consumption and investment that was counterbalanced to some extent by an improvement in the trade position of the country. So from a minus 12% trade deficit in 2008 to plus 2% trade surplus. Definitely a very significant and positive change that came both from imports reduction and from exports increase. Now, in the last 3 years, of course, a rebound. But what's important to note here going forward is a little bit the structure of GDP. So if we look into the relationship between consumption and investment, consumption still accounts for 84% of GDP. Investment now accounts for 14%. So really the challenge here is finding the opportunities to increase that level of investment and bring more growth to the country through that. In terms of the fiscal budget, we've already heard from the minister who is responsible for achieving the dramatic improvement in the numbers ahead of schedule. The important point to note is that most of the adjustment came through spending cuts rather than tax increases, which was the austerity package passed in other geographies and, of course, in Greece. And so we are in a very beneficial position to have protected the tax environment and to be at a very competitive level versus our EU peers in Cyprus. Just one downside to note here, the shadow economy still is significant in Cyprus. So there is an opportunity there in terms of addressing the shadow economy and further improving the fiscal situation. And there are ways to do this now with more analytics, simpler processes, more automated processes. So that definitely would be on our agenda for further reform. In terms of labor competitiveness, following a decrease in our competitiveness in the euro area times from the time we joined until 2010, there has been a very, very significant adjustment. And we're now back to competitiveness levels in terms of labor cost versus our key trade partners to where we were more or less in 2000. So the key challenge there would be to be disciplined in order to maintain this competitive advantage that has been achieved. And finally, to conclude the part around the recovery, we have to mention the great changes and improvements that have occurred in the financial sector. So, of course, the 2013 crisis, the era, the bail-in shock were very significant. But, yes, there have been clear signs of improvement through significant recaps, both at BOC and at Hellenic, coming from private funds. And in the last year, following the capital controls, we've also seen new inflows of deposits. Part of that possibly benefiting also from the imposition of capital controls in Greece. So where do we go from now? I think this is the key question, and this is really where we need to focus the discussion as an audience today. What are the key sectors that Cyprus should be focusing on? And what are the structural reforms that should continue to be on our agenda to push forward? What we tried to do was to look at the economy from a sectoral perspective. And we tried to look at sector attractiveness, considering the current size, considering the historical growth and the future growth potential, considering the quality and the risks of the underlying assets, and finally, the current valuations. So when we try to synthesize what this is telling us, I think very much consistent with what we've heard so far from the minister, from the other colleagues who talked before me, I think we're looking at clusters for financial and business services, we're looking at tourism, we're looking at energy and logistics. Next to these three sectors, we should always remember that structural reform, horizontal reforms, need to also proceed. Right? So we have achieved a lot, but there's still work to do in order to make Cyprus an even more flexible economy, an even more friendly environment for investors. Let's take each one of the sectors and just zoom in a little bit more. Where is the growth going to come from in the financial services? Cyprus, despite the deleveraging in the last few years, despite the restructuring, is still quite an overbanked economy relative to our peers. Even if we look only at the performing part of the lending in corporates and individuals, the penetration to the GDP is very high. So there will be some growth in the traditional lending business, but this is likely to be limited. More of the upside on the healthy part of the banks would probably come from attracting assets and gathering assets, and also from further improving on the operational efficiency of the sector and moving to a more digital and automated era. Value will, of course, come from the rundown and further improvement on the non-performing loans stock. Very high stock, again, given the size of the economy, given the relationship to other EU markets, we are at the top level of non-performing loans ratios. However, if we look at targets that have been set by banks, by regulators, our own forecasts as McKinsey of where the different markets are going in terms of NPLs, we are looking at the next 3 years as a very significant opportunity of generating value through this stock of troubled loans. If we think the improvement in Cyprus will be at around 15 percentage points of the current non-performing loans ratio, we're talking about a reduction of around 5 billion in terms of euro, or even more in the next few years. And that would come both through more sustainable restructuring, through the further recovery of the economy, through structural solutions for the non-performing loans stock. Let's move to the business services sector. So we heard before, of course, the tax environment is very beneficial. We have been attracting a lot of interest in terms of foreign companies establishing presence in Cyprus. We think the key challenge here is really to make that presence material in terms of having regional headquarters and real operations of some of these foreign companies in Cyprus. And there is further way to go in terms of making it easier to start a business and make it easier to do a business in terms of the overall admin that needs to be taken care of, in terms of the contract enforcement and the speed of the legal system. So they're definitely on a good path, definitely a very significant sector for Cyprus. Still room for improvement. Let's move on to tourism. 2016, great year, record arrivals, increase in revenues. One point to note here and address is that although the number of visits has been growing significantly, the revenue per visit has been going down. So there, we need to focus very much on, I think, extending our product offering for tourism and creating niche products around areas like the integrated resorts we heard before in the casino, sports tourism, medical tourism, the objective of which would be to extend from this sea and sun focus that is still very, very prominent, and also diversify the purpose of visits in Cyprus and the origins of our visitors. Moving on to energy. Energy, of course, is a very important and is a longer-term opportunity for the country. From the time of confirming reserves to the time of actually production, it would take 5 to 7 years, depending on the complexity of the reserves. And getting it right would require striking the right partnerships between the government and negotiating the right terms with its partners. Investments and labor will have limited local content, probably at least at first. But of course, there will be benefits indirectly in the economy and through the synergies with the logistics, shipping, transportation sector, the energy sector, and of course, cash flows to the government. So let me end also by a very short recap on what are the structural reforms we see as important going forward. And again, a lot has been done, but we can always do better, as we heard before. First of all, in terms of the legal and tax framework, I think here the challenge is very much to speed up the process in the legal system, to further modernize the legal system, and to address the tax evasion point that I mentioned before. In terms of business efficiency, I think we've already covered it, but the key point here is to really incentivize even further the establishment of real operations and make it easier for companies, especially from the region of the Middle East and CIS, to establish their regional headquarters in Cyprus. Health and social security is another area where reform has started but needs to be pushed. The digitization of an economy, which is relatively small, like Cyprus, is something that we can achieve relatively fast. And therefore, that can give us a very competitive edge, especially as technology developments are moving at the speed at which they are. Here, I would also add, fostering digital entrepreneurship, startups, points that we heard before, and I was very happy to hear. And finally, in terms of infrastructure development, we should continue to push with the infrastructure around energy, around tourism, all the really key items that would allow us to generate and sustain growth in our key target sectors. So closing, I would like to re-emphasize the fact that Cyprus is really a remarkable turnaround case. It's a case that's shown a very robust and flexible economy at the face of adversity. And I think it's a case where, as we heard from the minister before, there's still more opportunity. And Cyprus is really one of those countries where you can say we're really punching above our weight. Thank you very much.